How do these things happen? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The nation is abuzz about the reported pregnancy pact at Gloucester High School in Gloucester, Massachusetts.
There's 4 people pregnant this year, and then the next week they'd be like, there's 9 people pregnant this year, and then there was 10.
Finally, there were 17 teenage students who got pregnant at the school this year. The principal checked with the school nurse and discovered that the girls who came in for pregnancy tests were reacting strangely. They were disappointed when the test came back negative. They wanted babies. It finally came out that not only did they want babies, some of them actually timed their pregnancies so they could raise the children together. And they weren't too fussy about the fathers. Most were older men. One was homeless. But here's what's even more surprising. To quote from the story in Time magazine, "The question of what to do next has divided this fiercely Catholic enclave," unquote. So not just Catholic, but fiercely Catholic. These girls have been taught abstinence. The nearest clinic tempting them with free birth control was a safe 20 miles away. The story also describes the area as mostly white, mostly blue-collar. So we're not talking about some ghetto neighborhood or some hippie liberal town. What's going on? Well, according to the story, quote, "the economy has always depended on a strong fishing industry, but such jobs have all but disappeared overseas, and with them much of the community's wherewithal. Families are broken," unquote. You can teach kids right from wrong. You can uphold high moral standards. But if the jobs disappear and the family is stressed, well, at least you know that baby will love you. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.